You thought that I want to change my name.
这个年轻人啊,
I'm just thinking,
wow, it's a good thing. I was
filled with a lot of love.
我说主啊,
I said, Lord, I must bring this bread.
虽然他们是一个形式,
although it's just a form,
但是对我来讲,
but it is in being in the God body. These are all my brothers
and sisters. You know,
our background is a very, even a
spiritual
I just came up with
the
heart.
You know,
my heart desire is strong.
But the
Lord taught me that name.
So you remember.
We must be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit. And be with the rest of the
brothers.
But in your heart, you must
reject
and reject. This is not easy to
learn.
But this is important. Thank the Lord.
那我们看见了,
以及,
这个, 保罗呢, 在菲利比书里面, 还在这里啊, 对我们讲到, 这个, 教会美丽的这个生活,
and Paul speaks to us of the beautiful church life,
告诉我们这个生活呢, 建造在一个合一的根基上面,
this life is founded on the unity.
我读,
菲利比书的时候，我有点实在感觉，感谢我的主。I want to thank the Lord with my heart。因为呢，菲利比书的确讲到很多实际的面。对，这边做了practical things，关注。我们感谢主，我们以服所出。In the Lord's definition，他讲到了这个整个合一的这个原则。
但是呢，在菲利比书里面，你看见保罗讲到这个事情的原则。这边你看到了practical way of actualizing it。所以在第二章的第一节到第四节这里，你看到two verses one to four，用这个虽然的这个很简单的这个几节的圣经。我们讲very simple few words，但是呢，这个简单的这个圣经里面。
Talks about a way to make things practical about this unity.
首先呢，他是告诉我们在教会生活中有些哪是该做的，哪些是不该做的。他讲到那个第一节呢，他讲的是四件重要的事情。
The four things that the church
are
not to
do. 第一个呢，就是在基督里面的这种劝勉。
The first is encouragement in Christ.
这就是靠着主耶稣基督啊，就是我们要常常的安慰人、鼓励人。
The depending on the Lord, we must constantly comfort and encourage others.
我们知道在使徒行传里，我们看见这个巴拿巴。
这个被称作劝慰的巴拉巴，你知道吗？你看这个保罗，保罗是他的好朋友，跟全教会的一个，你看保罗呢，就是他的好朋友。And Paul came to help.
We see our fellow and consider our how they were able to help people. From
God's love, we console others.
我们都知道，主的爱是最叫人能够得安慰。
We know that God's love is the most thing that comforts most people.
因此呢，你每次读这个约翰福音最后一章圣经的时候，
跟 John
看见那个失败的彼得。
We see the Peter who has fallen.
就怎样的重新不爱，把他扶起来。
How Lord encouraged Peter with love.
高高转过，我们实在感谢我们的主。
所以这句话在我们
原来思想这里边的故事，实在对我是很大的。
And how John recorded and encouraging us.
在我们一生的经历里面。
And all our life.
因此，我们有的时候真的像这个。
他当时原来听的，
但是你会发现一件事情。
而且原来观点，
那一天当你在基地一样海边出现的时候。
When Jesus appeared on the beach that day.
对。人没有准备。
That the Lord saw you, Peter.
按照我们来讲的话呢，哎呀，我们看这彼得实在是糟糕。
According to our understanding, Peter is very
糟糕。
Terrible fit.
主要上十字架。
The Lord wanted to go up to Calvary.
他居然在这个大祭司的院子里面三次发动起誓否认你。
In the courtyard, he was three times denied the Lord.
跟主主三天半，这真是这个样子。
After the Lord three and a half years in this state,
这个主也没有准备。
The Lord is not rebuking.
我们都知道，主最后是看他一眼。
The Lord looked at him.
我相信主看的那一眼呢。不是一个责备的眼光。
And the Lord looked at Peter, it was not a rebuking
scene, 也不是一点指
责。And also not a very serious one.
也许他是这样。
So why is Peter like this?
我相信充满爱的眼光。
It was full of love.
所以那一看，真受不了。
That one look, Peter was not naked.
这是出去痛苦。
And so Peter went visibly.
那么等到以后，主从死里复活了。
So when the Lord was resurrected.The Lord remembered him.
向他们显现。
The Lord showed himself
to them. 在一起生活。
And the Lord lived with them.
结果呢，就越走不见。
我们听到 Lord 怎么讲？
就彼得呢，就是看不见了，他有点说。
So when the Lord disappeared, Peter was discouraged again.
说我去打鱼。
So I went go fishing.
那不仅自己去打鱼啊。
So he did go fishing.
还把其他几个门徒都带
上。Oh, the disciples go fishing.
啊。哎呀，结果打了一夜，怎么也没打
完。After one night, he couldn't get any more. And then the Lord was on the beach,
身体期待。
And what did the mother do every
day?
And the Lord provided fish on fire. But,
就这么点。
And what did the Lord tell them? So, and they still children,
你们有吃的没
有？ Have you taken the food?The Lord was compassionate
for them. 实在是爱他到底。
He loved the disciples again.
但是今天呢，你是老师，你带这么一般的门徒。
If you are a teacher, you have this kind of disciple.
4, 2, 3, 4.
You are patient 1, 4, 5, and 3 times.
如果是我，受不了。
你的心眼不能接受。
感谢主，我从来没见过当老师。
那个我没办法给你点意见。
我的个性不适合当老师。
我跟你说，现在的这个点意见，
我当老师的话呢，
哪个意见？
学生那，
我不要啊！我完全是这个。
那天如果是我站在这个提尼亚那边的话
，If I was and Siberia, go to Siberia.
我才不会用什么
鱼饼炭火呢！原来我们就是 cook for them 嘛，给他们发呀！
我拿着棍子在这呢，
把我给搞过。
我就说你这个笔尖你怎么搞的？
好，你听着，好，我告诉
你，你这是这个像孔老夫子讲的一样，这个朽木不可雕的。那不，不能
说，我知道你看，你说不信。The Lord did not say that.
主对
彼得满心的爱。The Lord
did not. 这叫我们心里真是 非常受感
动。This really touched my heart.
我还没想到这句。
I recall the years in which I followed the Lord.
上半周的好处。
I don't know how many mistakes I made.
有时候我们也跌倒了。
Sometimes we fall crazy.
但是你没事。
But every time we go back to the people, the Lord never did do that. Never.
God.
The Lord knows the faith. 你就不能说我说的事。Cannot become a
Christ.
Only love can.
所以就是在教会中间。
我们
需要更多主爱的这个流入。
你怎么做？
我们祷告，求主借着圣灵爱浇灌教会。
That through the Holy Spirit God can come to the church.
进入的教会里面
，in the church.
受伤的人很多
，that many who are hurt.
疲惫的人很多
，those who are weary.
里面软弱的人很多
，those who are weak in spirit.
被世界世界捆绑住的人，
是吧？你看到的光
又怎么样？什么样的情况能够使这样的光景能够起来
？In what way can these things be recovered？
只有从爱里面出来的安慰，这是就这么简单。
Only comfort arising from love can cause these to recover。
所以这是教会每天生活的一种光景。
And so this is a beautiful church light。
然后保罗就说了，在灵里面交通
，and in the spirit you must function。
这个交通是属灵的事情
，function is a spiritual matter。
但这里呢，你看见那个中文圣经的一个圣经啊，圣经有什么交通？圣灵与圣灵没有。
第二啊 ，function in the spirit, the Holy is not there。
真正的交通乃是灵里面的交通。
Real fellowship is fellowship in the spirit.
因为我们刚在教会中间，常常在灵里面进行交通。
Very often in the church, we are fellowship in the spirit.
这种灵里面的交通实在是非常快乐。
This kind of fellowship is joyful.
啊，我记得圣小弟兄在学校读书的时候
，and this brother,
班上我读书，那个时候我住在温哥华，有的时候我就到新加坡来。
哎，东方班长，我在公司也很少交流
啊。我们在一起也很少谈什么我们世界史。
没有，哎，能够努力碰到我，你得
啊，常常就交通大一点啊。
所以交流是非常的厉害，
实在是快乐。
所以交流是很直接，很直接，
毛管不就是在教会中间，我们应当在灵里面彼此能够有交通。
那天确实要把交流是建立的事。
然后不能交通走，就知道这个灵里面不通了。
你要交通，那就是 no fullness in the spirit，
那个会使所有教会生活都被瘫痪掉。
Then there will be the neglect in the church life。
所以，另外一面来讲啊，在教会中间啊，也只有借着交通能够除去责任。
Only through fellowship can you remove the difficulty。
我们应该永远把心胸打开，永远把交通打开。
We have opened our heart and let this fellowship come through.
这个是在教会美好生活里面的一光景。
And this is a beautiful outcome of church life.
第四个点
，Fourth point，
他告诉我们说，心中有什么慈悲怜悯
？That in our that in affection and compassion.
这个就是我们在教会生活中啊，也需要有火热的心肠。
And we need this fire within us.
这个呢，让我对别人有同情。
That we must have be compassionate.
我真的是很有热心。
That we must have this deal for others.
我相信，在华人，在新加坡的弟兄姊妹中间是不缺少这个。
I know that it's not lacking in brothers and sisters in Singapore.
啊，十分感谢弟兄姊妹的热心。
I feel that brothers and sisters are very affectionate.
啊，这是教会的美好的光景。
Beautiful commission church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神也是心肠火热的。
Our God is also full of fire.
他对我们是蛮有同情的。
Has a lot of compassion.
任何时候我们需要有帮助，他总是帮助我们。
Always helps us all the time.
所以呢，保罗在这里我们看见的教会中间呢，有一些事情啊，这些事是我们应当做的。
There are things that church we ought to do.
那下面他还提到，他说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有同样的心思，有一样的意念。
If you are being of the same mind and giving the same love and anger and still in ten of one person.
这里哈，我想很简单的说一下。
第二，
在《达尔文圣经》里面，它有一个翻译，我觉得非常的好。
In Darwin's translation, there is something good.
这句话前面的它是讲说的，我们的 think, stand, think, 我们的思想想相同的事情。
第二一件事情吗 ？Think the same thing.
然后最后一句是什么呢？就是 think one thing.
And the last one is.Think one thing.
所以我们从这个大家共同的心思集中在一些相同的事情上面。
That everybody focusing on the same thing.
然后到最后我们追求到一个地步的，大家都思想是见识。
And then finally, to this process, everyone will be thinking the same one thing.
这看起来似乎是很困难。
And this is a little difficult, but it's just the
problem. 这样说。
小东 Paul says this,
那就是可以实行的。
Then you can get to life.
那么，所以在教会的生活里面
，Then in church life,
我们常常觉得要有相同的心思，
same mind, how precious is it?
在侍奉上面，尤其是在
，especially in serving,
但是我们大家会有共同的这些
思想。Yeah, same mind.
那是非常
好。Yeah, most precious.
所以在这里。他告诉我们在心思意念上面，我们要有一种的追求，然后我们要拥有相同爱心，要相同。
And we need the same love.
这样的话呢，就是那个。
In this way,
我们看见这个整个教会中间呢，就能出现一种和谐。
Then we can have this
一种真正的一的一种关系。
这
是最叫人喜的，说保罗说，如果你们能这样，我的心快乐。
And for the people who are here, my heart is joyous.
因为什么呢？我们经常把这个当作教会的事务追求。他下面提醒我们几件需要防备的事情。
There are some things that we ought to not to do.
凡事不可结党。
The two coming from salvation.
这个呢，我想弟兄姊妹们，我们都能知道自己的意思。
We all know the meaning.
我们看见这个哥林多的教会所以发生难处。
We see the difficulties in the church in Corinth.
就是他们中间有结党的事情发生。
Because among them, there is division.
当然，这个绝对是不好的。
This is not good.
然后不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Or empty conceit.
我们知道这个世界上有很多虚浮的荣耀。
You know, this world has many empty conceit.
人的地位啊，名誉啊，称赞啊，人的什么高举啊，这些东西。
Man's position, reputation, uplifting of self, and all these things.
我想这些东西要从我们中间把它除掉。
We ought to remove all these things from our midst.
就是这种，我们是要的，但是神的真正的荣耀。
What we want is God's glory.
但是那个神的真正的荣耀呢？却是怎么样？是隐藏的。
But God's real glory is hidden.
是将来的。
Is in the future.
所以我们需要点忍耐。
And we need patience.
今天我们看见在教会中有很多人因为贪图这个地上所有这些荣耀，结果走上了失败的路。
Because many people in this world hover after worldly.Reputation, position, and they go in this path of failure.
那尤其啊，在教会里面，对着有一点恩赐的人来讲，这真是很大时代的
问题。For people who are gifted in the church, it's a great condition.
看见别人越来越有名声了，这个真的是这个很受吸引。
When you see people gaining reputation, you become captain.
我就看见好多年轻的同工们，这是我一出来就想要这个，马上就是能够变得更聪明了。
I see a lot of young co-workers upon coming out of ministry, they want to be higher reputation.
有时候就不择手段的，用各式各样的方法希望出名。
And very often they use all kinds of unlawful ways to achieve it.
其实出名有什么好？
What's so good about being a higher reputation?
实在来讲，这个出名不是一件好事情。
Being high reputation is not a
good thing. 有几个人能胜过这个东西？
How many people can overcome this?
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要在主里面 要被主的荣耀来吸引。We must be attracted by the Lord's glory. 我们看见主耶稣在地上是这样。We see this in the Lord's glory. 在约翰第六章啊，从主的这个主呢，这个我们第二日啊，叫什么？五千人都吃饱了，对吧？The Lord, festival, revival, and two fish. Everyone was full. So all the Jews were wanting to make Jesus of high standing. All of them wanted Jesus to be king. His glory is not on this earth. He also does not want his glory, for example, on this earth. Today we want to follow after the Lord, especially in the living out
and sanctuary.
Cannot want high reputation. And be complete. Must be humble.
我们需要在水晶前，这个水晶谦卑啊，他说呢，你这个心思里面的，这个是这个 loneliness， 这个心思里面很低。
Humility of the mind, in your loneliness in your mind,
拒绝最高大的事物。
To reject all these high things.
一个人如果心思里面很低的话，他就不爱不会做最高大的事。
If your mind is lonely, then you will not want to do all these high things.
我实在。觉得我们的主是智慧的
，I believe you that our Lord is wisdom.
你心里到底是不是真的谦卑啊
？In your heart, really humble.
主用环境显就就显出来了。
But sometimes it is detailed your heart.
啊，所以今天我们要经得起环境的这个考验。
You must be able to test the test of circumstances.
因为年长的姊妹讲一句话，到今天我都不会忘记。
As we must say a word in our heads, to be like, we don't forget about it.
他说啊，环境不会败坏人。
Circumstances cannot destroy a person.
环境只会显明人。
Circumstances can only reveal the state of a person.
一直到今天这句话在我里面，就是好像一个警钟一样的气息。
This word has been like a warning bell for me.
反正这个人。如果你里面没有这个东西，环境写出来也不影响你，对不对
？If your heart does not possess that thing, the circumstances will not cause it to be revealed.
如果你里面既有这个东西了，这个环境写明你就败坏。
If your heart exists that thing, then the circumstances will cause that thing to come out.
所以不要怪环境，
都是靠 blame the circumstances。
我们要看见神今天把我摆在这些环境中间，是来考验我们的。
The Lord puts us in these circumstances to test us.
我已经讲过，主耶稣啊，他不要用这个鄙视啊，这个字来写的，他用环境来考验我们。
The Lord does not test us with writing, test us by circumstances.
我们是不是真正的很谦卑呢
？Are we really humble?
这不是一句夸奖，你告诉我，叫
mouth says
把环境写出来就写，写不出来。
Circumstances can reveal this state of yours.
所以这个是今天在教会的生活里面，我们需要避免。
This is something that.In the church condition, we ought to.
个人要看别人比自己强。
Each of you to regard one another as more important than himself.
真正的谦卑啊，他会看别人比自己强。
True humility will regard others as more important than himself.
个人呢，不要单顾自己的事。
You don't really look out for your own personal interest.
你要知道，你不是在教会侍奉上，这个个人看别人比自己强。会弄了这个消极一面过去。
Not regarding others, more important than yourself, can be a negative effect.
那说你看，张律师跟我们一起，一个弟兄啊，请你来做这
个。So, brother, you say, brother, come and invite you to do this.
他说，哎呀，我不行了，你老年弟兄嘛。
他说哦，我还能想到什么什么，翻了这本书，
这个就是个人看见自己强的那
还是差异比较大。
那这个是假谦卑，还是聪明的，就不是真的谦卑啊。那别人，你就他不愿意背责任，哥，你跟多少别人说这个地方啊，他是想要推脱，
我就要。
真正的谦卑，它是有正面积极的作用。
Real humility has a positive
attitude， 它是真正的能够助长别人，
就 look out for others。
好，所以弟兄姊妹们，
是吧？
我们可以看见保罗在这几句话里面啊，简单的话里面，给我们看见一个教会正常的一种美丽生活。
耶和华说的。Ideal condition, the correct condition of
justice. 什么东西是我们该做，什么应该做的
？What things we ought to do and what ought things not to do.
但是在第二节这里啊
，When verse 中间，
那么保罗告诉我们，就是相同的一个意念。
Same mind.
Same mind 这个字啊，这个字呢，在希腊的原文里面
，In Greek, this word same mind.
它前面呢有一个前置词
，and a prefix，
这个前置词呢，用英文的拼出来呢是 sun，
this prefix is spelled sun，
这个不是指太
阳说 ，it's not 指
小哥们单，这个也不是我那个系，
这是我买的，
是吧？这个 sun 是什么意思？
What a prefix has to end
is 非常宝贵的一个词。
This is the most precious word.
这个字如果翻出来，英文是挺普遍的。
The translation of the word is pretty
common. 我们看见保罗在腓立比书里面，
以及保罗在这边
有九次提到这个。
Nine times he mentioned this S-U-N.
弟兄姊妹们，这个可以作为今天我们在教会合一见证上面的。一个可以实行的一个具体的东西。
This is something practical that can be actualized in regard to just testimony.
我们千万不要把这个合一啊变成了一个道理，变成一个虚幻的东西。
We must not make this notion of testimony into just a doctrine.
而在我们实际的生活里面呢，应当的可以实行的。
But in a practical way, it can be actualized.
除了我们该注重教会空间，刚才我们讲的那许多美丽的这些表现的
，the mention about those beautiful outcomes that can be actualized，
我们要避免的这许多不应该有的事情。
We must avoid those things that we shouldn't do。
我们应该有避免每一样事情，我们都是 together。
We must have this disposition that we should do all things together。
啊，什么叫做聚会呢
？What is to meet together？
快点快点讲出来！这个聚会就是 gather together， 对不对 ？Gather together，meeting
is to gather together，
就是我们每一样事都在一起。
Everything we do together，
所以我们的教会要学习啊，尽量的和我们弟兄姊妹们在一起。
Together we try to be with one another。
啊，我想我们快的把这几个点的稍微看一下。
你肯定沟通习惯。
你在那个第一章的第七节这里。
In chapter one, verse seven。
啊，我们中文的把它翻成一同。
就是 together。Yeah, in Chinese, together。
他这里哈，这个他说为你们做一下纪念的印章的，因为那个藏在我心里，无论我在混沌之中，是辨明正是福音的时候。你们都与我同德恩。
For the only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in defense and proclamation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me.
那当然，这里保罗指的是他在工作上面，菲律宾的弟兄姊妹们都是跟他一同有份，然后一同蒙恩。
So this was referring to his co-workers who are a part of it.Work together with him.
那么这就讲到说呢，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们有一个好处的话呢，我们应该怎么样跟所有的弟兄姊妹们并在一起，来分享。
第二点呢，就是 something good， 我们 share it out with one another。
我们实在看见啊， 这个教会的在一个神所要的这个正常的光景中的时候啊
That in normal times in church life
就应该像耶路撒冷教会开始出现的光景
It must be like the time when the church in Jerusalem first started
如果你把使徒行传第二章第44节到47节看一下
If you see Acts chapter 2 verse 24 onward
你实在感觉耶路撒冷教会开头的光景是发光的
You can see that the traditional church during that was a luminous one.
必须是明亮的光
luminary.
他怎么说的是信的人都在一处凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，找个人所需用的分给个人。
And all that when the need was together and all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all and anyone who had a need.
所以在开始的教会就是凡夫公
用 ，there is this sharing together all in one。
他每一样东西啊，都是大家来分享。
Everybody was sharing one another。
这实在是个美丽的光景，
真是 beautiful。
就是因为在这样的光景里面
，because of this condition that in
啊，46节说他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中波比。存着欢喜神奇的心，神奇的心用完。
And so day by day, continuing with one mind and transforming breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
赞美神，得动力的喜爱，你将得救恩，天天下
平。Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was catching them on day by day, those who were being saved.
所以那个时候呢，我想也不是一个使徒们好像有没有这种教导的，好像也没有这种教导，他们就是怎么样的？那个主的爱在他们中间的这个激发起来之后呢，他们就觉得彼此不分了。
Yeah, I don't think they were thinking at the time of this, but when the love was aroused within them, they just shared with one another.
后来为什么在教会中间很难实行这个所谓的男女共用呢
？Why is it that subsequently in the church we could not do this?
因为我们先做过。
Because of our own selves.
我们都晓得将来到永世里面，它究竟会不会恢复这样的光景
？We know that they, next time in the eternal age, time to come.
将来你们到永世里面去的时候
，in the eternal age to come,
就是那时的时候是凡夫公用
，and everything will be shared in common.
啊，那么今天弟兄姊妹，我们在教会中间学的有一点
，we must learn the little of this while we are this earth.
啊，我读过一本书啊
，I read a book.
他记载就是在大概1948到50年的时候。
In 1948, when he was king at the time,
那个时候我们知道中国呢真的产生大变动的时候。
You know that China at the time was great change.
但是教会里面信主的人呢成千上万。
Those who believed in the Lord were thousands.
他们有感觉战乱的情况中啊，大家都非常的穷。
People were great poverty at the time.
所以那时候教会里面就是年长的这些。
And so at the time, the elderly brothers and sisters
spoke. 听说了，今天呢，如果你有两件衣服呢，你就拿出一件。
If today you have two clothing, you take off one.
你有两双鞋子，你就拿出一双来。
If you have two pairs of shoes, you take one pair out.
那个时候呢，我们看见弟兄们就鼓励所有的圣徒们尽量的帮助其他。
At the time, there was great exhortation to have brothers and to share one another to help out.
就是这就是一个主见者的
一个意念。This is a
together. 同在主面前，那我们
together in the secret.
那么在第二章第二节呢
？In chapter two, verse two,
就告诉我们要相同的心思。
That they must have the same mind.
啊，有一同的心思。那个心思啊，这个原文的意思它不是心思，原文是 soul。
In the original, it's not mine, but soul.
好像很难明白啊。
It's like very hard to understand.
弄到一个地步，大家的魂都可以连起来。
How is it that we reach a point where everyone's soul can be together?
如果我们把魂起，是不是心思、意念、情感
？That is what intent and emotion.
也有可能。我们看见教会历史上有些复兴的年代出现的时候啊
，We see that in the church there was in times of revival，
弟兄姊妹不仅在前几天是合一的
，Not only were they together one in the
spirit， 他们也在魂里面合一
，They were also in one in the soul，
相同的感情、相同的思想和信念
，Same emotion, same thinking, same intent。
所以今天我们要尽量的去选择，
不是明白吗？Have this lesson
在我们的思想上、情感上尽量
That in our mind, in our thinking, must be together.
那么第二章第十七节呢？
像这诸佛三世
同时运用到的一种喜乐。
对对，together to share my joy。
保罗是说的，我要被交奠在其上，我甚至把我的命交奠在上面，也是快乐，并且是怎么样，要跟你们一起快乐。
But even if I have been called out to bring my people to sacrifice the service of your faith, I enjoy and share my joy with you all. So if everyone in the church, someone wants to be happy, all can be happy together. In chapter 2, verse 25, Paul mentioned about his co-worker, Epaphroditus. He's my brother. My fellow worker.
Together work.
In original, fellow worker means together worker.
我们看见以巴弗提真的是跟这个保罗呢，那真是在一起做工。
Yeah, Epaphroditus was together worker with Paul.
所以我们知道在教会事工上，你有真正的有同工是很宝贵的一件事情。
In the world of the church, if you have a true co-worker expression.
我们看见今天有很多弟兄姊妹在这段事工，很多人事工不是单枪匹马。
The many people who serve the Lord today and they are
all
rangers.
There's
one lone ranger. This is not
beautiful.
You see the Epaphroditus here was us together worker with Paul. What comes up is brings us together with us in our work.
This is a very beautiful. Yes, it's
beautiful.
Then we can do it. It's not only
good. Yeah, not only good, but together, soldier.
Now, this is in the battlefield, in the spiritual.
In warfare.
You have to know, sometimes we can get the help of others. We can do it together.
With the help of others, we can battle together, and that is wonderful. In my first defense, no one stood by me. All Asia forsook me. One person fighting the battle. So lonely. And also this prefix of S-U-N.
三章十七节。
他
说：“弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，一同效法。”
The brethren join in following my example. Together, follow my example.
保罗呢，要求腓立比的弟兄姊妹们呢，大家一同起来效法。
So Paul encourages the Philippians to together to imitate him.
意思说你不要这个效法，那就不效法。
It shouldn't be this person imitate that person.
Everybody will gain together.
他说呢，我也求你这真实重复一个
indeed true comrade，
这个中文翻译既重复不懂
啊，
我们的主耶稣啊，要我们跟他一同复
合。The Lord wants us to be yoked with him。
当然，耶稣也跟主一同复合是福气。
It is a privilege to be yoked with him。
因为主把大部分的力量都他担
负。The most of the burden on my
shoulders 是侍奉上也是一样。
Similarly, in church service。
哎呀，我看见有的弟兄们在那里复合，这个实在是非常的沉重。
When we see brothers。And this is very unusual.
就是当我看见这个情况的时候呢
，When you see that condition,
啊，你也愿意把你的那个肩膀摆进去更难接住。
You should be willing to, your shoulder to bear it together.
是美丽的
，It is beautiful.
啊，我们需要今天一同组合的人。
We need fellow together who know that.
就是是在教会中间的实际的实行。所谓的这个身体合一的我们的见证的一个实际的一个经历。
This is a practical experience that we need to have in terms of this corporate body life.
在第四章里面讲，他也讲了一同劳苦。
In chapter 14, here is the co-laboring.
当别人在那里劳苦的时候
，When others are laboring，
如果我们能跟他一同劳苦。
If we can labor together,
或者今天有一个重大的一个冲突在这里，我们大家一同一起来做。
If there is a heavy responsibility, we all do it together.
这是多么好的一件事情。
This is most wonderful.
然后呢，下面就讲到一同做工。
And then after that, together work.
所以在腓立比书里面，
所以这点保罗用了一个 together 这么一个思想。All you do is together thinking.
我觉得这个今天的教会的生活事故中间，这是非常重要的一件事情。
This becomes the service important, very important matter.
也是非常美丽的。
Also, there is a beautiful one.
既然你把我们摆在一起，一同来与你做见证。
Since we all come together, we must be together.
我们每样事物学习要在一起。
They all think you must learn to be together.
就是那么这个乃是今天的那个真正教会合一的那个见证的一个实际的路吧。
So、this is a role, a practical role in which the church can actualize testimony for God.
所以我们希望把这个腓立比书里面这个第二章第一节到第四节这个，我们要把它能够领会它。
So we want to understand.这个变成了中文是 one four，
那些是教会每天的生活应该有的一种情形。
这是 one ought to exist in beautiful church life。
但是另外呢，在我们要做这个合一的见证的事上，我们不要忘记这个 together 这个意念。
In terms of working out this corporate， we need to be mindful of this togetherness。
弟兄姊妹们，
来的是
这个。一个合一的一个教会的见证是
，is one that is testimony，
是一个发光的见证
，is a luminary light testimony。
所以我们在这个弯曲悖逆的时代，
所以这是 crooked and perverse generation，
地上的光景非常的黑暗
，when the conditions of this earth is full of darkness，
非常混乱的时候
，full of confusion，
我们仍旧要能够有一个心智。
We need to have this mind,
愿意遵循的，
to be obedient to God's will,
竭力的这个追求这个合一的见证
，to be diligent to keep the unity of the testimony.
我们看见在教会史中
，we see in the history of the church,
好多次的大复兴
，a lot of the great revival,
实在是太激烈了，激烈亮的光
brought in beautiful light.
我想就是你常常听见这个弟兄运动
，we often hear the brethren movement.
那么像他最早的这个摩尔维亚的弟兄运动
，we hear the earlier Moravian movement.
当众人在基督里合而为一的时候
，when the masses are together in unity.
那实在是发发光。
Then indeed it is the
luminous. 并且对教会对神的儿女产生非常重大长远的影响。
And it's great impact for God's people.
以后这个不要这个弟兄运动起来。
When the final brethren came forth,
我们看见又是带进一阵的复兴。
We see that it brought a great revival.
我们看见1914年威尔斯的大复兴。
1904, the Wesleyan revival.
当教会被带到那个合一的光景中的时候
，When the church was brought to this unity,
那实在是有明亮的光。
Then there was
如果你这一次我读这个宾路易斯母记载的威尔斯大复兴的这个情况
，When I read the Saint Louis's account of this revival，
他用这样的话来形容
，He used these words to explain，
他说当一天他们聚会的时候
，One day when they were meeting，
大概6000多人的人
，So they found that people，
他说那个聚会啊，忽然之间被带到一种光景，感觉那个整个聚会啊像是透明的
，The whole meeting was brought to such a point that the whole place was like transparent.
It's a crystal.
Crystal.
Crystal. 就是人们，这是他们当时聚会的这体验，这是一个感觉。
It was a feeling at a time when.
那是因为整个教会光景被带到圣灵的主权底下。
The whole condition was brought under the subjection of the meeting of the
Spirit. 呼吸的光景中。
And this state of divine.
多么美好。
So beautiful.
所以就是人们。但是在将来进入勇士的时候
，So one day when we enter into eternal age，
啊，我们脱下败坏的天性
，We remove our fallen。
众人在基督里合而为一
，That all matters will be together in unity。
这个新神耶路撒冷出现
，And a new Jerusalem will appear。
那是要发大光
，And then there will be a great light。
但是今天走在地上
，But today all
人就希望地上的教会。
That the Lord is hoping that the churches in order today, that the localities will be a luminary, that we will be like light, that the word of light can be expressed for.
So, dear members,
the unity of the church, it is important reason for the word of life to come forth.
所以这次呢，我们在腓立比书里面，
是这翻译的不可分辨点，
就让我们来注意，这么重要的一件事情。
我们看到是 important matter，
这么美丽的一个结果。
它是 beautiful angle，
但是主也把一些的原因告诉我们。
那么 also gave us a reason，
因为这些呢，都是我们可以寻求的问题。
Hopefully, these are all the roles in which we can pursue.
愿主让这些话不是光只是成为一点的道理。
These words will not just be teachings.
但也能激励我们弟兄姊妹。
They will encourage us our hearts.
在主回来的日子之前
，Before the Lord returns,
我们的追求没有老的教会生活。
That we can pursue beautiful church life.
让主回来的时候
，And when the Lord returns,
我们能有美好的光景。
And we have a beautiful condition to receive it.
我常常每天身上有一个感觉
不要对我的话来不吸引
就是请你原谅我在接下
来的东西 I want to be
我常想如果回来的时候
I want to be in the water
我们经常怎样来理解
How should we be teaching
我曾经碰见很爱的弟兄这样跟我讲
And that's right, to let the Lord go.
他说主如果回来
，The Lord comes back.
他说我很羞愧
，I'll be very ashamed.
我是巴不得早的自动钻进去。
I hope that there will be a hole for me to go under.
那我想，因为如果主回来，我们就是这样，我们心里会快乐吗
？And my heart is full of happiness. This is the Lord's heart in heaven.
像我每次出门回家
，If I may.你看在风
我的姊妹开始听说我回来很高兴开始欢迎了对不对
My sister and my children, they were 他一有份的时候 receive 你这些，
爸爸就觉得非常快乐，
原来我们 so happy， 如果我一回家你看多么，他们每个人都找个地方躲起来了，
太可怜了，
希望我们能有快乐的人，我找一个还想起来他们在，
下次今天总回来了，
你的 welcome 在这里，
没有你看机场没有一个事情进去了，你妈的这个 thing was receive， 大家都找得动躲起来，
快快快点跑走，快点走，
我想说有点光彩。
在这有提供光明，
在
老米这里
难过。
在老米这里，我们不要伤你的心。
We must not hurt the Lord， 我们不要叫
你难过。We must not cause the Lord，
我们希望你回来的时候。
Before the Lord said，
我们能够有好的光景
欢迎他。And I do have good condition to receive it。
结果在你出生的时候回来。
The Lord indeed will return soon。
盼望这些话在我们里面能够带给我们一点的力量。
May these words give us some strength in this life。So the Lord bless us
with the
grace
of His grace.
So we want to thank you.
We are such a weak man. We
are
such a weak man. We are
such a weak man. We are such a weak man. We are
such a weak man. We are such a weak man. We are such a
weak man. We are such a weak man. We are such a weak man. We are such a weak man.
We are such a weak man. We are such a weak man. We are
such a weak man. We are
such a weak man. We are such
That we want to follow up to
this.
Well, we know that you will
fulfill
it. Yes, in your word, you reveal to us that the church of your position.
We
ask that your word will be fulfilled in our
lives. May your
hand of faith grab hold of each and every one
of us. And the Spirit
will work in us individually.
装饰我
们，
就是像装饰新妇一样。
Like it could be the bride，
他叫我们能够有一天欢欢喜喜的迎接你带来。
That we will one day receive you joyfully，
是吧？不管这条路多艰难，
不管 how difficult it will be，
不管今天我们遇见的情况是多么的困难，
不管 what kind of circumstances we are in，
不管环境有什么样的变化，
不管 changes we are in，
我们这边我们里面有个清楚的表达。
That we have a clear goal，
而且我们能够竭力的往前。
That we will pursue to move on，
让我们和我们所有的弟兄姊妹一同往前。
That together with all the brothers can move forward，
把爱把我们紧紧的连在一起。
That through God's love we can be knitted together，
让我们在爱中学习彼此的安慰彼此的扶持。
That in love we might be able to encourage and console one another，
相信你的恩手会牵引我们。
We believe your hand of grace will lead us。
我们感谢你。
Thank you。
求你祝福这些话语，你再次祝福整个的教会，
你再次开放，
让我们带着这个丰盛的恩典去，
让我们没有的再听错，
让我们余下的年日，
让我们
不多的日子，
让
我们能够有更好的光景，让你的心得到满足。
We have a better condition if the heart can be satisfied。
求你纪念我们的心愿。
Remember our desire to
be more than that.